Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A big congratulations to Greg Wilkins, who won our contest last night on the national championship game. What did we say to you? We said, give us your score. We said, give us the winner. And the prize or punishment, depending on your persuasion, is I will take you to lunch sometime in the year 2021. That is the prize or the punishment, probably a punishment to most, a prize to very few. I'm actually checking reports. The number of people who would consider that a prize are in the negative. But Greg Wilkins has won. I will treat Greg Wilkins to lunch sometime here in 2021 because his score of the national championship game last night was 45-20. And that, my friends, believe it or not, kind of surprising, right? That, my friends, was the closest score to the actual score. 52-24, Alabama runs roughshod over Ohio State. And everyone was telling us, including us to you yesterday, that you were going to get a game. Everybody was saying, you're going to get a game. The game is going to be great. The game is going to be competitive. Diesel told you it was going to be 38-28. I said it was going to be 41-30. We both had Alabama winning. And if I'm honest with you, I put a bet down before the game in which I won $35, which is, you know, kind of peanuts, right? But I had to bet more than that, and I just looked at it as free money. I just kind of had this real feeling of comfort that Alabama was going to win the game. Not that it couldn't be competitive, but my score again was 41-30. Diesel's 38-28 last night. And, you know, everybody's trying to figure out, and they've been trying to figure out for a number of years, what the deal is with Nick Saban, how Nick Saban does what he does. I've got a couple of really interesting facts to share with you here about St. Nick, all right? Because let's be honest, he is now, if he wasn't already, college football royalty, all right? Did you know that Nick Saban and Alabama have been favored, all right? Favored in 151 of their last 152 games. Are you serious with this? Favored in 151 out of their last 152 games. Oh, by the way, the one that they weren't a favorite in, guess what game that was? At Georgia 4 years ago, they were an underdog by how many points? One. Guess what the final score of that game was? Alabama by 28. That's what happens when you make Alabama an underdog against anybody. They were an underdog by one. They won the game by 28 points, a favorite in 151 out of their last 152 games. Nick Saban has lost because I heard him say last night, hey, Nick, you won seven national championships. But he says, no, man, it's the two that I lost that have haunted me. The two that they've lost. Folks, Nick Saban
has lost all of 12 games in 10 years. Okay? Alabama, under Nick Saban's watch, loses 1.2 games a season. A season. Now, in the last 10 years, Nick Saban has not had one season in which the Crimson Tide lost thrice. It has not happened one individual time. It has never happened in the last 10 years, if you can believe it. His record at Alabama is now 165-23. All right? That is a winning percentage of 878. Again, the Mark Ryan scale, what I always tell you guys, all right? In college football, if you're at a major program, a 600 winning percentage will get you fired. A 700 winning percentage is good, and the best of the best of the best, the elite coaches, typically win at an 800 clip, and Nick Saban is at 878. It's just simply unbelievable what he does, you know? And people always say, you know what, guys? Balance is really important in life. How many people have told you that? In your life, you need to have balance. Do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that. Everything in moderation. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, the hell with that. Is Nick Saban's obsession with college football healthy? You'd have to talk to his doctor about that. He seems to be in pretty good health. Got the plasma shot when he got COVID-19 and recovered. He said he was better within 24 hours of that. He seems to be in pretty good health for his age. He's going to be 69 years of age soon. Oh, God of genetics, can you please make me look like Saint Nick when I'm 69 years old? He is in very, very, very good shape, but he's clearly and completely obsessed about dominating college football. He lives it, he eats it, he breathes it, he drinks it. I heard this story as well, and I wanted to pass this on to you about Nick Saban. He has, in terms of any time in life where you have a major success in life or a major failure or a major heartbreak, like let's say you lost a national championship game, let's say that your girl broke up with you and you guys have been together for a few years. His philosophy, whether success or failure, he has what's called the 24-hour rule, Nick Saban does. And that means good or bad, 24 hours later, it's done. It's done. I was listening to a former Alabama offensive lineman the other day talk about this. And he was going into how Nick Saban, when they won the national championship, when he was there, gave them actually 72 hours. So he extended the 24-hour rule for the national championship to 3 days, from one day to three. And then as soon as that was over, it was, you know, he didn't understand. Nick Saban didn't understand how anyone at the program was feeling good about themselves at all anymore. Didn't get it, didn't understand it. And folks, that's why he is who he is. That, my friends, is why Nick Saban is great. That's why he's so dominant. Did you hear what he said today? By chance, he's like, well, how have you spent your time after the national championship game? And I think he does this just to like make the other coaches quit. You know, I think this is his strategy just to get them to wave the white flag. But Nick Saban said, well, there's too much to do. We've got to do draft evaluations now. We've got to set up meetings. We have to have exit meetings. We have to determine the off-season workout regimen and the off-season workout programs. And I'm like, dude, you just won the national championship. Diesel, I feel like maybe I've been doing life wrong, man, because whenever we get a good ratings report, I'm celebrating for a week. I'm thrilled for a week. We won Offsides, won the best show in the state. Went about 6 months after I moved here, and I felt high on the hog for about 4 months after that.
So what you're saying is
I've been doing life wrong.
You spent 4 months getting soft while Nick Saban was working, is what you're saying.
I'm glad you didn't say I spent 4 months getting soft while Nick Saban was doing the opposite of that. I'm glad you didn't go in that direction.
This is a family show, Mark.
It is a family show. So in all, look, Alabama, tip of the cap, man, incredibly impressive, incredibly dominant that we saw last night, 52-24. Was a game for about a quarter and a half. And then the second half of the second quarter, Alabama flexed its muscles. You remember Mac Jones had that fumble in the second quarter. Alabama was poised to go up 21-7. And then instead of that, we were tied 14-14 because of the fumble. What did your humble host here say to you yesterday? That in order to beat Alabama, you had to do what? What did your humble host say to you? He said that you had to hold Alabama out of the end zone on at least 50% of their possessions in order to win. If you talk about the history of football, folks, that's actually a pretty poor defensive performance. You know, do you know that the average NFL team scores 2 points per possession? Okay, so the average NFL team. So I'm saying, any possession, all you have to do is hold Alabama to a field goal half of the possessions. So for every two possessions, they score 10 points. They can average 5 points a possession, a touchdown and a field goal. All you have to do is hold them out of the end zone 50% of the time. And not a single soul can do that. Florida went 3 for 10. Notre Dame went 3 for 7 when Alabama was trying. Then Alabama felt sorry for Notre Dame and stopped trying. And last night, Ohio State, who I was told had a better defense than Clemson, had a better defense than Florida, had a better defense than anyone that Alabama has faced. Last night, Ohio State held Alabama out of the end zone. You ready for this? All of twice. And 9 tries. They were 22%. 22%. They held Alabama out of the end zone, and you're just not going to beat them like that. Alabama wound up with the same point total, 52, that they did against the Florida Gators in the SEC championship game. Florida played Alabama a lot closer than that. And I would love your thoughts. I would love your impressions from the national championship game that was last night. We will open it up to you. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well. At ESPN Upstate, at Diesel on Radio, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at MARC Ryan on Air. And finally, you can email the show. Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can get in touch with us here on the show. Texter says, darn, Mark, the one day I'm not listening to your show, I don't get my game prediction into your show. In fairness, I did send it to your old time slot. So half a lunch. My score was Alabama 45, Ohio State 28. Rob can vouch. But the problem is Greg Wilkins beat you. Greg Wilkins beat you. His score was 45-20. That's a 25-point margin. Actual margin was 28. And I was looking for anybody that had a score in the 50s. We got a ton of scores. The participation on this last night was outstanding, and I appreciate you so much for it. But nobody, not a single soul, had a score in the 50s. Not a single soul. Can you believe that? All right, coming up next, a season recapper of sorts. We will be joined by Josh Pate of 24/7 Sports. There's also some major news surrounding the Gamecocks that we have to get to, and we will do so next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. I don't know how you can have any words other than complete and total respect for what Alabama's doing right now. Nick Saban and all of his national championships, 12 losses in the last 10 years. Are you kidding me? 1.2 losses a year. A favorite in 151 of their last 152 games. The one game they were an underdog, it was by 1 point. Against Georgia, they won that game by 28 points. It's just, you're blown away. You're just blown away. And everyone keeps looking for that one secret ingredient that Alabama's doing. You know, we had John U. Bacon on the show, the author, and he said 75% of the big boys in college football are cheating. So are those programs that are cheating paying players better than others, or do they have a significant advantage here that the layman is not able to ever see? I'm not going to accuse Alabama of cheating because I don't know that they're in that 25%. I do know that the more people try to look for the Nick Saban secret ingredient, the more they can't find it. It's every little detail he's better than you at, every single one. And until he's better than you at all of them, he obsesses about it to no end. Joining us right now is the National Director of Video for 24/7 Sports. Josh Pate joins us right now on the show. Josh, Happy New Year, brother. I am violating a rule of my producer to wish people a Happy New Year this many days after the beginning. But it is our first time talking to you here in the new year, man, and hope you're doing well. How are things, bud?
Oh, well, they are improving. I'll say that. They're trending in the right direction, Mark, so you can't ask for more.
Josh, I will touch on that, if you don't mind, here early, because I don't think most in our audience know. They tell us, Josh, that 92% of our audience is not on Twitter. So Josh Pate posted recently that he has been battling COVID-19. And I think you posted, Josh, that you had loss of taste and smell. You had a fever. You had chills. I'm not sure what the fatigue was like for you. Was this, would you say, Josh, this was the sickest you've ever been?
Yeah, I lost 16 pounds. That's what really sucked. Well, first off, let me, in all seriousness, it could have been a lot worse, so I understand that. But, yeah, it wasn't fun, man. I wish I could say I was asymptomatic, but I was anything but that. So, I mean, that's, I guess that's the price I pay for going home for Christmas. So, staying in Tennessee for a little while.
You know what, man? Josh was still doing, still putting out content when he had COVID-19, and you didn't see him, you know, but you saw the audio, you saw his logo. Josh, no one knew what you were going through. How on earth did you find yourself having the energy to sit up and producing content during that?
Well, look, so, like a few people have asked that, and I'm under no illusion that, you know, I'm toting a rucksack through the mountains of Afghanistan here. Like, it's relatively, it's pretty easy. Yeah. But I will say, that's what stood out to me the most for people who haven't had this. The fatigue was such that even like mustering the energy to just sit in a chair and talk into a microphone, you know, just the mental expenditure, that was actually hard, which I was stunned by. But, I mean, I also thought it would be pretty stupid to not put stuff out as we were in the most important stretch of the college football season. So I just imagined myself in June when nothing's going on, wishing that I could have something to talk about. And that was the figurative adrenaline that I put in my veins to keep me going.
There you go. And how are you doing right now, man? What percentage are you? We always hear these stats, right? He's 70%. He's 80%. What is Josh Pate today?
I'm definitely listed as probable for tonight's show. And, you know, it's going to be, I'm going to get out of the car in the parking lot. We'll warm up. And then afterwards, me and my family will make a decision, Mark.
There you go. There you go. Sounds good, brother. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're on the mend, man. Sorry you were going through that. And as the true pro that he is, no one ever knew what Josh Pate was actually going through the last 10 or so days. Okay, big news in the last hour. Gunnar Stockton, the first five-star quarterback commitment ever for the University of South Carolina, has decommitted. Had a close personal relationship with Will Muschamp, with Mike Bobo. Neither of those guys are still there. I've argued this, Josh. I think South Carolina is bottoming out as a program right now. And I've tried to talk Gamecock fans off the ledge by saying sometimes bottoming out in life is good. You realize that you're at bottom and you can only go up from here, and you begin that slow climb up. But certainly this news today seems to have hit all Gamecock fans while they're already down.
I'm talking with a mouthful of oatmeal, so you're going to have to excuse me, Mark. I just thought you were going longer with the question, so poor timing on my part.
No problem. Hey, look, man, I want you to be constantly fueled here, you know?
Well,
fuel is good.
Yeah, but I burnt my tongue, and that's not good. All right, so this didn't strike me, I think maybe obviously like it struck some Gamecock fans. The second that the coaching move was made and then Bobo left, I just assumed this was going to happen. And so I think that was the best way to go about this. Now, having said that, I agree with your take. I've seen you say that a few times about the program bottoming out. I certainly think that, I mean, that's accurate. And so, you know, the secret here is, are you going to be required to just lay on the ground in that trough for another 2 years? Or is there going to be kind of a spring overall in the program step through spring and then the early recruiting efforts for the 2022 cycle? What can you do in the transfer portal? Like, you know, I think the one thing that changes the potential trajectory of any program that's in that position, the bottoming out position, is the transfer portal in college football. And I think it's going to be something 5 years from now you got a really firm grasp on. You completely know what to expect. You completely know how it works. But right now, it's still kind of a touch and feel process of how quickly can you really overturn a roster. Look at what Mike Norvell's doing at Florida State right now. It feels like they're going to overturn their like 100% of their roster between now and next year. And so, similarly, you completely know what to expect. You completely know how it works. But right now, it's still kind of a touch and feel process of how quickly can you really overturn a roster. Look at what Mike Norvell's doing at Florida State right now. It feels like they're going to overturn their like 100% of their roster between now and next year. And so, similarly, I'll really wonder how it's going to go at South Carolina. You know, you'll learn slowly but surely what kind of personnel Shane Beamer wants in there.
National Director of Video for 24/7 Sports joins us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. More advantageous, Josh. Clemson's position in the ACC, where they are never tested, but then have a system shock whenever they face the caliber of talent you will anytime in the playoff, or Alabama's case, where they are tested, they are ready for the playoff competition, but you have the risk of missing the playoff every few years because of the overall strength of the league. Which position would you rather be in?
I'm the antithesis of most people's answer to this question. I'd 100 times rather be in Alabama's position. And I also know that you and I have talked about sort of this to a degree. You know, I think competitors want to compete at their core. Now, I think it's an average mentality, and there are a lot of average people in the world. That's why the word is average. The average mentality is to seek the path of least resistance. Therefore, I think a lot of people would look at Clemson's path and say, oh, man, they're so lucky. They don't ever get challenged. But yet you're close to that program, so you know what I'm about to say is true. Those guys, when they're going into big games, their eyes are as wide as saucers. They're so looking forward to it because they relish the challenge. And they, deep down in their core, they wish they had more of a challenge in the ACC. Now, they'll never come out and publicly talk about that because it sounds like it's demeaning towards the conference. But I can guarantee you, if you could promise Dabo Swinney a little bit more of a happy medium, maybe a blend between what he has now currently and what he would go through in the SEC, I think he'd welcome a lot of that stuff. I think they'll really look forward to this opener against Georgia coming up in 2021. So I just know when you go through that schedule, yeah, you have a bigger risk of losing games, but I'll tell you what you also have the ability to do. If you got on the recruiting trail a battle between yourself and someone in the ACC, I know of several recruiting battles that have gone the way of a program like Alabama or a program like Georgia because they sell the SEC. And as hokey as you or someone may think it sounds in a commercial or a marketing campaign, it works on the recruiting trail. So I'd take the Alabama option there.
Josh Pate joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. A poll that we have on our station website right now, best college offense of all time, 2019 LSU, 2020 Alabama. There was some dissent that 95 Nebraska wasn't mentioned here, Josh. But right now it's 54% to 46 in favor of 2020 Alabama. What to you, Josh, made them so incredibly unstoppable?
Well, I think it was the collective, and they've got stars all over the place, but I think really a great microcosm of this, when you say the word offense, obviously there's not one name of a player in that word. It's just the offense as a collective. We've seen programs in the past, like Auburn in 2010 had a good offense. Obviously, if you take Cam Newton off the field, it's a different ballgame. This Alabama team, I want you to think about this. There was a point early in the third quarter last night where they lost Devontae Smith. Okay, Jalen Waddle's already really not on the field in the second half. And so at that very point in time, Mark, from last year, if you did a year-over-year comparison, from last year at this very time to that moment in time, you would have to take Jerry Jeudy off the field, Henry Ruggs off the field, Jalen Waddle off the field, Devontae Smith off the field, and Tua Tagovailoa off the field. Jedrick Wills, first-round offensive tackle off the field. Take all those pieces off the field, and they're still operating seamlessly and going down the field. And at the point they lost Devontae Smith last night, they went on to outscore Ohio State by 2 touchdowns the rest of the game with none of the guys on the field that they had had the year before. That is a system. That's an actual offense that, as good as the parts are, it's greater even than the sum of the individual parts.
I found last night, the plays that Sarkisian was drawing up to be ingenious. Now, I think Sarkisian is a major beneficiary of the system at Alabama and getting players that are bigger, faster, stronger than anybody else, that are incredibly disciplined. I'm not forecasting, you know, anything for him at Texas at this point, but I just was continuously impressed at the ingenuity and the inventiveness, the different ways that he was getting Devontae Smith wide open. And again, Josh, you were seeing plays that Alabama hadn't shown before, plays that they had prepared just for this Ohio State game. What was your takeaway watching all of the new wrinkles?
Yeah, I was talking to someone on the staff before last night's game, and they were talking about the Notre Dame game. And this is someone who hasn't been at Alabama long. It's more like a sports staff role. And so he said, man, I could not believe it. When I was around this team leading up to the Notre Dame game, it wasn't that they overlooked Notre Dame, but they were going into it almost like it was an inter-squad scrimmage. Like that was the level of hype that they had for the game. And they went in, took care of their business. They said we had no celebration in the locker room afterwards. It was like people packed their briefcase up and just moved on to the next cubicle. Now, this game was handled obviously a little bit different, but I think what you're saying there is right. The lasting impression for a guy like DeMonte Smith that I think will be burned in people's minds last night is when they, you know, they line up three wide to the left, they put him in the slot, and they just run straight past a linebacker for a touchdown. And that's just a personnel mismatch, obviously. But what you're talking about is what I'll remember. How many different little tricks and gadgets they had with those pre-snap orbit motions that just are built to provide angles and to buy space for when he gets the ball in his hands. And then you just have a blessing to have a receiver that talented that all you got to do is get the ball in his hands, then he'll do the rest. It was incredible to watch, man. I think that, like I said, I think a lot of people may look at it and say, oh, he was just the superior athlete. Like, that's why he was getting a lot of those yards. Dude, he had 215 yards at the half with everyone's attention on him in a national championship game. It blows my mind how good he is.
It's incredible, and it blows my mind how good Nick Saban is. You know, do you actually believe, Josh, there are secrets to his success? Or does he just sweat literally every single detail? Like, how would you explain his success in terms of what differentiates him from other good coaches?
He does the boring stuff the right way. Being around the program and being around a few others, there's not another program that operates like them. What I mean by that, because I think that's obvious, but what I mean by that is when you listen to him or when you're listening to the players talk versus listening to other representatives of teams talk, they don't ever talk about tangible goals. They don't ever mention that kind of stuff. They don't ever mention another thing either. They don't mention disrespect. They don't really talk about chips on shoulders. None of that stuff is really the fuel source around there. Why that's important is because once you get on the mountaintop, no one doubts you anymore. No one's disrespecting you. And you make your own motivation source your vulnerability once you get to the mountaintop. It is the biggest storyline with Clemson football to me right now. For a while, they built their identity on being us against the world. We're an underdog mentality. We're kind of an upstart, scrappy program against these giants like Alabama. Well, then you finally beat some of them, and all of a sudden people want to put the crown on your head. And you're trying to convince yourself, you're trying to get yourself up, saying, man, no one thinks we can do this anymore. Well, actually, man, you're an 8-point favorite in this game. Oh, really? Well, how am I supposed to get myself up? Well, they don't have to worry about that at Alabama. That's not the way he's built it. But see, Mark, the mistake I think a lot of folks make is when you hear someone say, well, we're just about the process. We're about process over prize. We're about taking one day at a time. People think that's coach speak. People think that there's really some secret formula, and that's just kind of what you say to a reporter. No, dude, that's a life philosophy. And if you can live it, that's great. But think about the skill you have to possess to get a 19-year-old kid to sacrifice or to completely give up everything he's ever been taught and had put in his mind and adopt your mentality. And then imagine convincing 85 more of them to do it. That's the secret. That's all it is. As easy as that sounds, it's the hardest thing in the world to do.
Buy-in. And buy-in is what Nick Saban does better than anyone else. Josh, if you had to put life savings on the line as the preeminent challenger to Alabama over the next five seasons, one program, who is it?
Are you talking about just in general or in the conference?
In general, all of college football.
I think Ohio State is going to be a problem to deal with for a long time. I love the rosters and the recruiting classes they're stacking on top of each other are going to be phenomenal. There is no wrong answer if you go Clemson there. There's certainly no wrong answer there. I think that's, you know, as much as I'm talking about the blueprint at Alabama, they've got their own unique blueprint that has worked very well at Clemson too. The one that I've got my eye on, because I think the third answer people would give you is Georgia or maybe Oklahoma. I have got a strong eye on Texas A&M. It's going to take them getting the right quarterback in there for people to realize it. But, Mark, the rest of the foundation that A&M's built, they've built it properly. They've stacked recruiting classes. They've built the lines of scrimmage the right way. They're big. They're physical. They don't sacrifice athleticism to get that big physicality. They are one quarterback away from being at the doorstep every single year.
I thought they had that quarterback, though. Didn't you?
No. I think that he's a decorated kid. I think he's very dependable. He was very consistent. But you know, when we're talking about the caliber quarterbacks you need, whether it be a Mac Jones or whether it be, you know, a supreme athlete like Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Kellen Mond is not that. When they get that guy, and I think they eventually will, whether he's on campus now or will come down the road, that's when all of a sudden people will look at A&M and say, wow, they're actually a player on the national stage now.
What is coming up on Late Kick?
Well, we're going to be back in the studio for the first time in a year, I guess I could say. And so, got to remember how to do things live. I hope I don't melt down and you have a little emotional breakdown there, but we're going to talk a lot about the game, you know, where this team stacks up, how to properly appreciate what we just witnessed this season. And then also, I mean, I'm seeing some terrible, terrible takes on how to fix college football. And I think there are several good ideas. I just don't think they're the popular ones. So we're going to talk about that tonight, too.
Awesome. Josh, thank you so much, pal. Continued recovery to you, man. And you sound great. The content, like I told you on Twitter, I never would have known you were suffering the way that you were, man. Continued recovery to you, man. Great to see you back on your feet. All the best to you here in 2021, all right?
I appreciate it, Mark. Had a lot of fun this season.
All right, you too, buddy. Take care. Josh Pate, Late Kick Josh on Twitter. One of the best people, one of the most talented guys in all of college football. And I just really, really value the friendship. Hope you guys enjoy that interview as well. All right. We are absolutely positively jam-packed on the show. Did you know they already released next year's top 25? Where do we agree? Where do we disagree on that? That's coming your way right after this here on Offsides with Mark Ryan and Diesel, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, going to call a little audible here because this story is just, it's huge. Gunnar Stockton, here's his announcement. After much discussion and prayer with my family, I've decided to decommit from the University of South Carolina. Back in August, I made the decision to commit to the university, program, and staff. A lot has changed since that time, and I feel that I should reevaluate my situation. I want to thank Connor Shaw for all of his love, support, and understanding. Please no interviews at this time. Much respect, Gunnar Stockton. Class of 22, quarterback, right? So he would have committed or signed in December of this year and or February of next year. Not for this coming season again, but the season after that. But the excitement was there. Why? Because it was the first five-star quarterback commitment in the history of the Gamecock program. And it was right there. Now, I remember back when Tim Tebow, I don't think anybody knows this, but Tebow was so close between Alabama and Florida that up until 5 minutes before he made the announcement, he still didn't know what he was going to do. He didn't know. Okay. And he was just going back and forth. He was crying about it. He was praying about it, but it was down to those two. And he stepped to the podium, and he figured it out when he was standing there at the podium. He figured out where he wanted to go. And you know, Urban Meyer, coach of Florida at the time, was asked, well, what happens if we don't get this kid? And he was told it'll set the program back 10 years. Hell, you guys know Will Greer, right? Like third string practice squad quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. You remember Will Greer? Will Greer leaving Florida set the program back 5 years. And that was Will Greer. This is Tim Tebow. So this is why I say, if you know any Gamecocks, please hug them today, because they need it. Because they need it. I continue to feel and believe that bottoming out, hitting rock bottom, can sometimes be a very positive thing. You know, South Carolina's lost so many players. Jamie Robinson, just who entered the transfer portal, committed to Florida State University. And you're just seeing all these guys jettisoned, all these guys leaving the program. And there's no doubt about it, you've hit rock bottom. But I'll tell you what I like. I believe in listening to Shane Beamer, that he has what it takes to build the right culture at the University of South Carolina. I firmly believe that he has what it takes. I like what he says. I like what he's about. He mentioned yesterday arriving to the building at 5:50 a.m. and he saw two players that were working out. One of them was a big time player, and they were working out on their own. This wasn't a sign. They weren't supposed to be there. They were just there when he arrived. They were already there, and they said they'd been there for about an hour. They were working out, and that kind of culture is what it takes to win at the highest level, and that kind of hard work and dedication is what I think Shane Beamer is putting forth here at the University of South Carolina. So, yeah, now, like, I'm not going to sugarcoat this, guys. This is a gut punch today, man. Gunnar Stockton is the number two rated pro style quarterback in the country. Okay. Out of, Tiger, Georgia. And, he announced his decommitment, had committed in August, right? But the two guys he was closest to, no longer there. Number three on that list was Connor Shaw, who still is a part of the football program moving forward. Is that going to be enough to get him back into the fold? Sometimes these guys end up making the same decision, right? It seems like that's a bit of a long shot at this point, but sometimes these guys just need to reopen their recruitment. They need to reevaluate things. They need to think about things. Sometimes, you know, I always ask people this question: do you commit to the school or do you commit to the coach? Diesel and I will answer that question next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Alabama is your national champion again. To what degree do you guys feel like this is a problem in college football? You know, and I know Clemson fans are careful about this one because they're in that same group that is there every single year. And sometimes you're better than Alabama, and sometimes you're not. But I'll tell you what would be the most exhausting thing for me as a Clemson fan is just having no games to get up for. You know, how many times have I was getting on Clemson fans until I realized what they were doing. I'll never get on you guys for doing something that I myself would also do. So, you know, not this season, but the previous season, the 2019 season, when I was at the game, I would be chiding the attendance because it wasn't full attendance. And then you think about the time that Clemson is playing, like, say, Boston College. And then you think of the other games that are on TV at that time. Oh, Ohio State, Michigan. Oh, Alabama, LSU. And you understand, like, then you say to yourself, well, what would you do? You know, when I was a student at the University of Florida, if Florida was either not very good or if they were playing a Vanderbilt and number two was playing number three, I might skip the game and watch number two versus number three as well. I get it. I understand it. And the fact that you never know who you are as a team until the playoff, that would wear on me, man. All right. A comparison of Beamers is coming your way next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.